神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
Most of us take better care of our car and our house than we do our body at times.
大部分的人对于房子或者是车子呢，照顾得比自己的身体还好。
Our body is a marvelous creation.
我们的身体是很奇妙的被造的。
And it will give us warning signs when things are happening that shouldn't.
当有一些功能不对的时候呢，会给我们一些警告。
But many times when our body tries to warn us of a problem, we keep pushing and pushing, not realizing we need to stop and evaluate.
可是很多时候当我们的身体系统给我们一些警告信号的时候呢，我们却忽略不理它，然后继续的驱赶自己。
Many times we push ourselves as we would a car, and when a car suddenly is empty, it stops, and when we are suddenly empty, we stop.
就像一部车子一样，如果我们继续的驱赶自己到一个地步呢，油箱没有油的时候就会停下来，一样的，我们以为到一个地步也会停下来。
Actually, we're like a car that runs out of gas, but we physically, emotionally, and spiritually run out of energy.
就像油箱里面没有油一样，我们的身体呢，也会缺乏这种能量，这种能力。
This is a state that we call burnout.
那到这个地步呢，我们叫做耗尽。
Actually, burnout is the loss of enthusiasm.
当我们耗尽的时候呢，我们失去那种热忱。
Energy and vision.
力量或者是理想。
The perspectives and the purpose of what we're doing.
我们在做的事情呢，好像没有目标一样。
It's really a state of being exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally,And spiritually.
这个阶段呢是一个在我们的不管是我们的理性思考能力或者是我们的身体我们的情绪我们的属灵方面的啊，这样的一个能力呢已经到了一个地步呢已经枯干了。
Actually, it's really more than discouragement.
不是只有沮丧而已。
It's something like you feel the bottoms dropped out of everything.
你是觉得说好像到一个谷底了到一个底线了。
Like you feel you've reached the end of your rope. You just can't go on any further.
你觉得已经不行了，不能再进一步走了。
But the problem is, we do keep going.
但是问题是我们还是要继续的往前。
And we keep going, and this is very harmful to us.
如果我们继续的再往前走的，往前做的话，那么呢，对我们是很有伤害性的。
There are actually people that just accept this and go on and on for a long time.
有很多人呢就这样子很无奈的就这样继续的很长久的继续的这样拖下去。
There are some, I should say, warning signs that if you would recognize, it would help you tremendously.
如果你可以察觉到一些警告的一些信号的话那可能对你有一些帮助。
You see, you've been working hard, you're able to do what you're doing, but then you come over a period of time when you feel like you're just not quite able to keep this thing up.
比如说呢，你已经做一件事情做很久了，然后你也有能力去做，到个地步你却发现好像自己不再能这样做了。
And you find yourself not really liking to be with people much, but detaching yourself from people.
而且呢，你发现呢，你不太能够在人之间呢有一些社交的啊这样的生活，你不太能够适应，你要离开，远离人群。
You're losing your motivation. You say, I don't feel like doing anything.
你失去了那种做事情的那种动机，所以你什么都不想做。
You feel that heaviness of exhaustion.
你觉得里面有一种很沉重的感觉。
Then you feel sort of bored. You just feel like life is empty.
然后你会觉得好像很无聊，生命很空虚。
Now, these are some of the things you feel inside, but this is going to come. On your outside, you're going to be, people are going to notice this.
这是里面的感觉，但是呢，慢慢的，你外面也会被别人呢，识别出来的。
You'll find yourself more impatient and irritable than you were before.
你会发现呢，你会比以前没有耐性了。
And you'll feel like you've been pushing so hard that no one really, really appreciates you.
你也会有一种感觉，好像呢，你那么的努力，那么的辛苦呢，却没有人对你有那种感谢的意思。
In your work habits and in your relationships, you're not going to be as careful, and you're going to pull yourself away, as I said before.
你可能会从人跟人的关系里面呢，有一些畏缩，而且呢，你不再像以前那么的在意人跟人的关系。
Then you may begin to feel very suspicious of others.
然后你开始呢，会对别人有一些怀疑。
You don't trust.
你不太能够信任了。
You're apprehensive of what others are going to say or do to you.
你会很担心别人会说你怎么样或对你做什么。
It's going to trouble your thinking processes.
所以你的想法呢，你的思考呢，会被干扰。
Sometimes you'll be confused and actually at times disoriented.
有时候呢，你会发现你的脑筋里面呢，非常的混淆，没有办法把它联系起来。
And you're not going to be able to concentrate like you did one time.
也不再像以前能够那么专心的做事情了。
This becomes very, very hard when you understand that your thinking processes are not as quick and it's a troubling thing.
所以你会发现呢，你的反应，你的思考能力呢，不像以前那么的敏锐了。
And what it does to you physically, let me explain a few things.
那接下来我们要谈一谈对你身体的影响，几件事你注意一下。
You have problems relaxing.
比如说你不能放松。
Many times you get a tightness in your neck and shoulders.
你的颈部，你的这种肩膀呢，会很硬，非常的坚硬。
It brings about lower back pain.
有时候呢，你在你的背部呢，下面呢，会有疼痛。
You're going to drag. You're going to feel tired and lifeless most of the time.
你会觉得好像常常很容易很累。
For some, you get frequent headaches.
有些人呢，会常常头痛。
It will bother your digestive system.
有时候会干扰你的这种消化系统。
You'll have a lot of problem in that area.
在这个消化方面呢，有很多问题。
You'll think yourself that you're getting an ulcer.
你以为你自己呢，有了溃疡。
Then there's trouble sleeping at night.
有时候晚上的睡觉也睡不好。
Actually, there are some people who grind their teeth as they sleep.
有时候他们在晚上睡觉时候呢，会磨牙。
And then, believe it or not, it even deals with your immune system in that you get colds and viruses often.
或许你不相信这些呢，也会干扰到你的这种抵抗力的系统，让你常常会生病。
Sometimes it affects some people with their eating. They eat and they snack excessively.
有些人呢会吃很多东西，而且呢常常吃。
For others, they eat.Too little and they lose a lot of weight.
那另外一种呢情况呢刚好很极端就是呢他们呢都不吃了然后呢就会掉体重。
Did you ever feel your hands were very cold and then at the palms you often sweat?
有没有发现你的手心呢常常很凉而且呢会盗汗。
It can affect your breathing and you'll be short of breath.
有时候影响你的呼吸呢会让你喘不过气来。
Now there are those who it troubles the beating of their heart. They will have very rapid pulse beating.
有的呢会有这种心脏跳动很急速的现象。
And then there are nervous and unsettled.
很紧张。
Now no one has all of these symptoms.
不是说每一个人什么样的症状都会有。
But if you can check four or five of these, then they're warning signs to let you know you're heading maybe for burnout.
但是如果其中呢你已经出现了三种或四种现象的时候呢，那就表示呢你快到个地步耗尽了。
Now you might say, what causes this?
或许你说的是怎么会这样子呢？
Oh, there are many things that cause it.
当然有很多理由。
But let's look at a few that it might be in your life.
那我们来举几种例子，或许是就是你的理由。
Do you find yourself in the midst of conflict very often?
你是不是常常有这种冲突的情况
？Maybe it's an unresolved anger in the relationship between husband and wife or children and parents.
不管是夫妻或亲子之间的，好像有一些里面有一些怒气，有常常生气。
Maybe it's you're the one that they're expecting so much, unreal expectations that you have to meet up to.
或许呢，你的期待太多、太高、太不实际了。
And many times conflict is the fact that we don't know how to have open communications with those.
很多时候呢，我们不晓得该怎么样去跟对方沟通呢，以至于引起一些冲突。
So this grinds on you as week by week, month by month, maybe even year by year, you're in a constant conflict.
就这样子，经年累月的一直在折磨着你。
You see, this is what counseling is all about.
那事实上这个是、啊、心理辅导諮商的这种作用。
It's to help people recognize some of the things that have been troubling them for a long time, recognizing it and then doing something about it.
心理辅导就是要帮助你能够发现一些、啊、经年累月所积压下来的一些问题，明白了，然后呢，给你一些帮助。
Maybe you don't have any conflict, but maybe you're in a crisis.
或许你说我没有冲突啊，但是呢，你好像面对危机。
I have a friend right now. She's in her 70s. She lost her husband, and just, oh, a matter of 6 months later, I believe, she lost her son.
我有一个朋友呢，他、已经70岁了，然后呢，先生刚去世，后来接着儿子也死了。
Then they came with the news they thought that her daughter had cancer.
接下来听那个消息说女儿也得了癌症。
You see, that's a lot. That's heavy. All of that crisis on a person really wears on them.
所以这个接二连三来的这些坏消息呢，这些危机呢，实在是对他来讲是很沉重的。
Maybe some of you are going through a divorce.
或许有人呢正经过、啊、一个离婚的过程。
This is a crisis for many people.
这也是很多人要面对的危机。
Maybe you're sick right now.
或许你生病了。
Feeling, and it seems like you're not getting any better.
好像觉得好不起来了。
We have a friend of ours that got sick just oh, several months ago, and it was such a hard sickness, and it was so difficult for her、as she tried to hold on in the midst of this crisis.
我有个朋友就有这种情况，突然间生病了，然后一病呢就病了好几个月，好像好不起来，然后自己呢要面对这种危机是很难的。
It's these crises, these traumas that we didn't expect to suddenly come on us.That really can work on us and work us toward burnout.
这些突然间来的冲击或者是危机呢，会对我们影响很大，有时候会把我们带到一个耗尽的地步。
You know, sometimes it can be a change or changes in our life.
有时候在我们的人生里面会变成一个转折点。
The change of environment, the place where we live or the place we've lived for a long time, and suddenly we're uprooted and changed.
比如说我们已经、根深蒂固住很久的地方呢，我们要搬家了，然后让我们觉得有一个很大的变动。
Maybe there was a period of time financially you felt fairly secure, but now because of some of the things that's happened to the stock market and the financial times of this age, you have found yourself fearful of your finances.
本来呢，你的经济一直很稳定的，后来呢，因为有一些啊这种银行方面啦，或者是投资方面的问题呢，突然间让你面对了是一种经济方面的危机。
Maybe it's a change in employment. You felt very secure. You knew your job in this other place, and suddenly you're thrust into something you're not quite sure of.
有时候是你工作上的不稳定，比如说你本来在一个工作上面，然后一下子呢可能要被牵动，那你就觉得没有安全感。
I know a family, a very nice family that I love very much, and they've had to move quite often during their marriage, and now they're coming up to a time when they have to move again, and it's very difficult on their children.
我认识一对夫妇呢，他们、就是曾经为了工作迁搬了好几次，到一个地步呢，现在要在搬的时候呢，对孩子们，对自己都很难。
Another thing that can bring about burnout in our lives is when we're under condemnation.
有一种情况让我们会耗尽的就是呢，我们里面呢有这种被定罪、被控告的感觉。
You know, if you have been condemned or rejected by someone that you really respected, it hurts very deeply.
有时候呢，你被一个你很尊敬的人呢，被他来定罪。或者是呢被他拒绝你会觉得很受伤害。
You know, maybe there was a boss that you really respected and you really enjoyed working under him, but somehow he got something or heard something about you that he utterly turned against you.
比如说呢有一个老板本来呢、 对你很赏识的，可是呢突然间听到一些事情呢就开始呢对你有排斥。
Or maybe a sister or brother, who's their husband's or their wife has said something that has turned them against you, and now your brother or your sister no longer has that fellowship with you.
有时候你的兄弟姐妹之间他们的配偶说了一些什么话，好让他们对你有一些距离，所以你一样的受伤害。
Sometimes it's the unfaithfulness of a friend that you feel that condemnation, that they act as if you have done something wrong.
有时候也有一些朋友他们对你不忠诚呢，然后呢对你好像有一些定罪，然后你好像觉得你自己做错什么事了。
And there have been some people who have been utterly crushed because someone has falsely accused them, and they've lived under a period of time of accusation until they could be proven innocent. It was a very stressful time.
有一些人呢，因为他们被冤枉了，被误解了，然后他们经过一段很长时间的那种受冤的这种感受，后来才还他清白，这也是非常的难的。
Now maybe you're the type that carries a heavy load of concern for others.
或许你的特性呢，就是那种常常对人家有很重的心理负担的人。
This can lead to burnout.
那这样也会让你耗尽的。
Overly concerned for some of your loved ones.
对你所爱的人呢，过分的操心。
You live anxious about the future. What's going to happen? What's going to happen in this thing or that thing?
然后你对于未来呢，有太多的焦虑，也担心说会怎么样发生事情。
There are some of you that have a fear of failure.
也有很多人呢，害怕失败。
And you live under that stress.
所以这种害怕失败呢，让你有压力。
Sometimes as a perfectionist, you have real problems in this area.
有时候呢，特别是你有这种完美主义的时候呢，你就会有这样的问题。
Because you have this excessive desire to be concerned about details.
因为呢，他会很在意，很强烈的，很注意那些细节，太用心于每一个细节。
Sometimes it's because we live such a competitive life.
有时候我们很喜欢跟人家竞争。
You're just a person that has to control.
你就是那个很喜欢能够操纵的人。
And unless you control, you're not happy.
如果不给你操纵的话，你就不快乐了。
So that keeps you constantly in this and in that, trying to control situations that sometimes you cannot control.
所以呢，你就一直在这种想要掌控、操纵的情况下面，甚至呢，连你不能掌控的，你也要掌控。
Then there are others that just by their personality,They have to be very careful or they're heading for burnout.
有些人呢是他们的自然的本性就有那种很容易耗尽的那种情况。
There's some personalities that have a driving force to succeed.
有的人呢那种个性呢就是很驱使自己要一定要成功。
They're never fully satisfied.
从来不满足满意。
And they beat themselves up if they fail.
这种人一失败的话就跟自己过不去。
They're the kind that gets up in the morning and writes their to-do list, and if they don't get everything done, they're very unhappy about it.
比如说呢，一大早起来，然后就写下自己应该做的事情，但是如果没有做完的话，非常的不得意。
Their self-talk is like this. I must do this. I should do that. I ought to do this.
他们对自己的一种想法，或对自己这样讲说呢，我一定要完成这个，我应该做这个，我必定要做完这个。
So unable to live up to these unrealistic expectations, they feel like a failure, they feel discouraged, and they're a candidate for burnout.
那当他们没有办法做到他们所期待的时候呢，他们呢就会觉得呢他们是一个失败者，那这样的人呢很容易也会耗尽。
Now we have gone over some of the causes for this. Now we need to look at something else.
我们刚才提到说什么会让我们耗尽的原因，那么现在我们要谈另外一个事情。
Now we're going to speak about how to avoid burnout.
现在我们要谈的是怎么样避免耗尽。
We have to recognize the importance of keeping our body in good physical shape.
我们要记得来照顾我们的身体，保持你的身体的健康是很重要的。
How do we do this?
怎么做呢？
Eat a balanced and healthy diet.
要有均衡健康的饮食。
Exercise at least 3 times a week.
每星期至少有3次的运动。
have at least one day a week of rest.
一个礼拜要有一天可以休息。
The word of God said that man was not made for Sabbath or Sunday or whatever day we take for rest, but that was made for man so that man could rest.
神的话这样说，安息日就是人休息的日子是为人而设的，所以呢，我们人一定要有休息，至少一天的休息。
And then we must get an adequate restful sleep most nights.
而且呢，每一个晚上一定要睡好觉。
So this will help you as you strengthen your body.
那这样的话会带给你身体的这种能量，给你有力量。
Then another thing is express your feelings appropriately.
好好的适当的表达你的情绪。
Don't keep your emotions inside of you.
不要把你的情绪压在里面。
Sooner or later, you may explode from them.
因为如果你压在里面的话，有一天你会爆发出来的。
Have some folks that you can discuss things with.
跟几个你可以谈话的人呢，讨论事情。
Be able to speak them, verbalize them, and share your emotions.
跟他们谈，而且呢，把你的情绪感觉讲出来。
That means sometimes you'll laugh and sometimes you'll cry.
那意思是说呢，有时候你需要啊，跟他们笑一笑，或者是呢，哭一哭。
This is a wonderful release.
这是一个很好的一种宣泄。
Learn to select your tasks well.
学习怎么样好好的选择你自己的任务，你的工作。
Know your limits.
知道你有限度的。
And then do that which you know fits you.
那知道说呢，什么最适合你。
Fits within your time plans.
对你的时间的计划。
That this is very practical for you.
这样的话对你比较实际一点。
Sometimes we try to do things that's impractical for us.
有时候呢，你对自己要做的事情呢，实在太不实际了。
Don't aim at something beyond your capabilities.
绝对不要选一个事情呢，是出乎你的能力可以做的。
Then learn to know your priorities.
也知道你的这种做事情的先后的次序。
Maybe you've heard a lot about priorities lately.
或许你常常听到说那种先后次序。
But it's very needed in our lives.
那对我们的生活是很重要，很需要的。
Why don't you sit down and make a list?Of everything you give your time to.
那好好的坐下来写一个表，写一写说啊，到底什么你用了最多时间。
Then look at it and think to yourself, are there other things that should be on this list?
然后想一想有没有什么其他的事情应该要写在这个表上面呢？
Now after you've gotten them all on this list, then begin to number them in the order of their importance.
然后把这些事情列下来之后呢，开始用一二三四来编号，到底什么样的排在前面。
You might say that's hard, but after a while you'll begin to know how to do it.
或许刚开始很难，但是慢慢的你会发现你会习惯于这样做。
And then when others begin to ask you to do this and to do that, choose your commitments carefully. Don't say yes to everything.
当别人要加给你一些任务的时候呢，不要太快的决定或太快的答应，要好好的思考。
You know, there are some things that are really not necessary.
有一些事情是不需要做的。
Learn how to eliminate, get rid of those unnecessary stressful situations.
学习要去拒绝那些会给你压力而且不需要的事情。
Don't accept impossible deadlines.
也不要接受那种对你根本不可能完成的啊这样的一个事情。
Now, there are some times that people will come to you with, they say, it's very urgent, but watch that. Things are not as urgent as they really say they are.
有的人会来跟你说呢，这个很紧急，请你帮我做一下。但是你好好的思考，好好的观察，去研究一下，真的是那么的紧急吗？不一定。
And then try to solve one problem at a time.
每一次呢，只解决一个问题。
Many of you...Don't realize that we have a spiritual life also.
有很多人呢，他们没有真的察觉到我们人呢有这种属灵的生命。
Many try to ignore it.
很多人呢就不理他了。
But it's very real in our heart.
事实上，在我们心里面是很真实的。
You know, it's when we can become still and meditate before that one who created us.
一直到我们心里面能够安静，而且呢能够默想跟这一位。创造的主有关系。
As Christians, we set aside a time during the day to read the Word of God and to speak to Him.
身为基督徒呢，我们要找时间可以好好的念神的话，可以对他说话。
Many times we will memorize scripture to keep in our heart.
有时候呢，我们也要背一些圣经的话，让我们的心里面呢可以丰富。
This can quiet us down.
这样的话可以让我们安静下来。
This can give us a renewing of hope.
这个可以我们继续呢带给我们希望。
So don't ignore your spiritual life.
所以绝对不要忽略了你自己的属灵的这样的一个生活。
But begin to take care of it.
开始要去关顾它。
Have a proper perspective on work and relationships.
对于关系或者是工作呢，有个比较适当的一种理念。
Now every one of us has different priorities.
大家的这种优先顺序都不一样。
We all have different situations and pressures and problems in our lives.
我们的生活当中有不同的问题。不同的情况还有不同的压力。
Now we all have the same 168 hours in the week.
一个礼拜呢，我们每一个人都同样有168个小时。
And each one of us will divide them up differently.
那每一个人呢，在这个时间里面呢，做的啊事情都不一样。
But this is where you're going to have to learn to balance your time.
但是呢，你一定要平衡你自己的时间。
Make sure that what you are doing is realistic.
确定你所做的是比较踏实的。
Sometimes we keep our life in high gear, running here and running there.
有时候你让自己一直保持着那种快速的冲刺。
So at times you need, as I said before, to stop, look at what you're doing, evaluate it, and change what is not realistic.
你一定要找到一个时候可以停下来，然后做一个评价，然后看一看你做的真的是实际吗？
Learn how to take criticism and when people try to intimidate you. Learn how to take that.
当别人对你有意见的时候，你要学习怎么样接受别人的这种批评。
Or it can give you a lot of pressure.
不然的话会有带给你很多压力的。
If there's any truth in the criticism, take that.
如果他们批评的是有一些道理的话，那你就接受吧。
When people try to intimidate you and make you look small and like you're not as good as others,Just you put your head up and go on.
如果他们试着想要压制你或者是低贬你的话，你就抬起头来继续的向前走。
For if you have done the best you can and that you've been the best you could, that's all you can do.
因为你已经尽力了，你已经尽其所能了，所以呢，这是你最好的了。
You really don't need everyone's approval.
你不需要让每一个人都肯定你。
You need to do what you should in your job.
你做该做的。
But you don't need everyone's approval.
但是你不需要每一个人都对你肯定。
If you try to be all things to every person, you're going to have burnout.
如果你想让每一个人都满意的话，那有一天你一定会耗尽的。
Base your self-worth on what you are, not what you do.
让你自己的自我价值感呢，是放在你的为人，你是什么样的人上面，而不要放在你做了什么事上面。
Recognize that you cannot do things alone. Accept the help of God and of man.
记得你自己是不能独自做事情的，除非有神的帮助，还有人的扶持。
Be humble in your spirit.
要好好的谦卑自己。
For you see, God has grace for each one of us.
你要知道神会给每一个人恩典、恩惠。
We humble our heart.
我们谦卑自己。
We call upon him.
我们向他呼求。
We live as he wants us to.
我们就按着他要我们活的方式来生活。
And my friend, you can beat this burnout.
那这样的话，你就可以来解决面对你的耗尽的问题。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。